Somewhere, hidden amongst thorny brambles, is a little kingdom of elves and fairies. Everyone who lives here is very, very small.
I'm Ben Elf.
And I'm Princess Holly. Come on, let's play.
Wait for us.
Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom. Today's adventure starts at the meadow.
Lovely, having a picnic in the Little Kingdom.
What's the Little Kingdom?
You know, Daddy, where our friends, the fairies and elves, live.
Now, Lucy, we've talked about this. Fairies and elves don't exist.
But they do, Daddy.
Yes, darling. You've met them yourself.
It's a charming idea, and I've joined in the game before, but let's not be silly. That's like saying talking animals exist.
Hi, Lucy.
Ah, the talking animal.
It's me, Ben Elf.
Oh, hello, Ben. Why are you a rabbit?
Holly magicked me into one by accident.
Ah! Was that a talking animal?
Help! Help! Rex, come back! Rex, no! Naughty dog! Holly,
have you seen a talking rabbit anywhere?
Yes, he was here just now.
Here I am.
Naughty Ben. When we magic you into things, you shouldn't run away.
Can you change me back?
Of course.
Phew, that's better. Now let's play a sensible game.
Let's play catch. To you, Ben.
To you, Violet.
I wish I could play in your games, but I'm too big.
No problem. I can just shrink you down.
Whoa! Wow, I'm tiny.
You're one of the little people now, Lucy.
Will I be like this forever?
No, only till the morning. You'll be big again tomorrow.
Can you make Rex little too?
Now you can do all the things we do.
Ooh, can I go for a ride on Gaston?
Okay, hold on to his feelers. Push forward to start.
Whoa!
And then pull back to fly.
Whee!
Don't pull too far back, you'll lose the loop. Of course. Would you like to see inside the great elf tree?
Or the little castle?
Or come to my house?
Where is your house, Strawberry?
Me and Violet live in the fairy village.
Ooh, I'd love to see the fairy village.
Okay, follow me.
Here we are, the fairy village.
Wow, do you all live inside toadstools?
Yes. We used to live inside mushrooms, but the big people kept picking them.
No one eats toadstools.
But there's no door to get in.
Yes, there is. It's a magic door. You have to tap 3 times and spin around and say, "Open Sesame." See?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Daddy. My dad's the fairy mayor.
Yes, and you're here just in time for the meeting.
What meeting?
Emergency meeting! Emergency meeting! As your mayor, I have called an emergency meeting because there are big people in the meadow. 2 grown-ups, 1 little girl, and a dog having a picnic. Now, as you all know, the big people are dangerous. I'll say they stepped on my granddad.
And they ate my house.
So we must be very careful. And if anyone sees any big people, sound the alarm.
I've seen a big person.
What? Where? Who?
Me. I'm a big person.
Ah, a big person. Sound the alarm. Ah, big person.
Oh, don't they like me?
Don't
Don't worry, Lucy. It's not your fault you're a big person.
You're a little person now anyway.
Lucy is our friend.
Yes, look at her feet. They're far too small to step on anyone.
Yes, she does seem a bit small for a big person.
Holly shrunk me down.
Oh, I see.
But Lucy is our friend, whether she is big or small.
In that case, we are forgetting our manners. Lucy, would you like to join us for lunch as our special guest?
Lunch? Sorry, I've just remembered. I'm having a picnic with Mum and Dad.
We'll take you back. Come on.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's true, darling. There really are elves and fairies.
And talking rabbits?
Well, that's a new one on me. But obviously there are.
No, I can't believe it. We must have imagined it all.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad.
Ah!
Lucy?
Yes. Holly shrunk me down to be a little person today.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, darling?
Hmm.
Don't worry. She won't be little forever.
Just until the morning.
I know. You could stay for a sleepover tonight.
Oh, wow. Could I?
Of course. There's lots of room in the little castle.
That would be brilliant. Can I?
I think that would be fine. Have a nice time.
Great. Bye, Mum and Dad. See you in the morning.
Talking rabbits? Elves? Fairies? Shrunken daughter?
Come on, darling. Let's get you home.
Daddy, say hello to Lucy.
Lucy? Who's Lucy?
You know Lucy.
Do I?
She's normally a bit bigger.
Oh, Lucy the big person. Hello. Normally a lot bigger, I'd say.
I shrank her down. Lucy has come to join us for a sleepover.
Well, what will happen when she grows big in the morning? The castle will explode.
Don't worry. We'll make sure Lucy is out of the castle before the morning.
All right, then.
And Gaston and Rex can sleep in the kitchen.
What? Oh, all right, then. As long as they don't leave any muddy footprints. Oh!
This is my bedroom.
We can have a midnight feast.
Yes, you have to have a midnight feast at a sleepover.
It's the law.
Gosh, I'm tired.
Me too.
And me. Is it midnight yet?
No.
Midnight is still hours away. But I'm so sleepy.
We've got to stay up until midnight, or it's not a real midnight feast.
My goodness! Rex, what are you doing here? It's morning! You could grow big again any second! Out! Out! Quickly! You're starting to grow! Out you go! Just in time! That could have been disastrous!
What's all the noise about? You woke us up.
Holly, where's Lucy?
Shh.
She's still asleep.
What? Well, wake her up and get her out of the castle. Quickly, before she gets big.
Oh, yes, we forgot. Lucy, Lucy, wake up. What's happening? You're growing.
Whoa, let's get out of here.
Too late.
Gosh, what a funny way to wake up.
Lucy, are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Morning all. Is Lucy around?
Yes.
I just wanted to say sorry. Big people aren't all about smashing our houses and stepping on us. Ow!
Oops, sorry, Mr. Mayor. I didn't mean to step on you.
that's quite all right. I couldn't have been stepped on by a nicer person.
How am I going to get out of the castle?
Oh, a bit of magic will fix that.
Phew. Thanks, Nanny Blum.
Lucy, home time.
That's my mum. I've got to go now. Thanks for the great time.
Yes, it was fun. Next time we'll come to your place.
Ooh, that would be great. Bye.
Bye.
There you are.
Hi, Lucy.
Did you have a nice time?
It was the best sleepover ever, wasn't it, Rex?